Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Leaner. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball four. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lapon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. Lapon moves to third. Mullen moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Groth reaches second base with a double. Lapon scores. Mullen scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball four. Wirtz scores. Groth moves to third. Pretty moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Groth scores. Pretty scores. Callaway goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Tigers. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, LePon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, Double play. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullen strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lapon. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Lapon steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lapon scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to third. Groth moves to second. It's 8-0, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Joost moves to third. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Joost scores. Lehner moves to second. It's 8-1, Tigers. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Mullen steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter moves to third. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-2, Tigers. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Guerra strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Murray now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ginsburg bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Guerra hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Joe Murray. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Leaner hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.